Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also broadcasting on Rumble, eCity Stargate, VMO, and all those links will be up on our website if you want to check it out. And if you're having trouble seeing us here, we're in a major monsoon right now. It's insane. It is so loud in here. I hope it may be coming over the air. I'm not sure, but I mean, I'm watching waterfalls coming off the trees. There's so much water coming down. But it's kind of good. We need it. We've got ponds here. They're filling up. The fish are going to be happy. And so it's a good thing. A lot of people freak out, but unless you're driving, you know, it's a good thing. Otherwise, I mean, coming home, I couldn't even see. And I had a washing machine strapped to the top of the Jeep and everything. So it's still out there. But being a washing machine, it's probably okay getting wet. You know, we'll find out. But anyway, there's so much going on tonight. It's almost like I don't know where to start, but, you know, Starlink just announced it's online globally, you know, everywhere from Alaska to you know where, but it's you know, worldwide. The Elon Musk, I guess, now owns Twitter. I guess he sealed the deal on Twitter. So between Starlink and owning Twitter, I think they pretty much are going to put an end to this fake news program. I'll cover that later. Everybody's asking about what's going on with the, from my understanding, from people on the inside, they had to learn a whole new system. It's called the quantum financial system, and it's mirrored all the banks. So it knows what's in all the banks, where your accounts are, everything, what's in your accounts. And I've heard everything from all the banks are going to shut down and you're screwed. You're going to lose everything to a lot of different stories too. Don't, no worries, because it's all mirrored. It's safe. And there will be a period of time, 10 to 14 days. So you want to get a little extra cash and food on hand, you know, make sure your cards work and things like that. I think it's going to be determined where you live, you know, how severe these changes are going to be. But and it's go time now. From all the sources I've talked to, they said it's go time. They're done. They're done with the nonsense. They're done. I mean, we're pushing towards nuclear war, which isn't going to happen. The ETs aren't going to allow that to happen, but they're pushing in that direction. And that's the deep state's last card. I mean, they got nothing left, basically. The fake UFO invasion, I don't think that's going to happen. But so a lot of crazy arrests, a lot of arrests have been happening. Unfortunately, Frodo from Lord of the Rings was just arrested for sex with minors and things like that. So, I mean, you're going to see a lot of Hollywood people that, you know, a lot of your icons and a lot of your idols, it's already happening. They're all falling. A lot of them have already been taken and they've got doubles in there and there's a lot going on. But anyway, there's other things. People are spinning and collapsing, you know, and there's been an explosive, you know, gain in the heart attacks, strokes, cancer, you know, all related to the, check into that. You know, you see these people spinning around and just dropping dead and having a major stroke and things like that. And the thing about the morticians now, they're all calling in saying, hey, we're pulling these 7 foot long fibers out of people's arteries and these big kind of, they're almost gelatinous metallic squidlies, you know, and things, weird stuff are coming out. And so it's a direct result of, you know, the jab. So anyway, there's a lot going on there. But Governor Abbott says they're going to keep sending illegal aliens to New York, D.C., Chicago until the Biden administration addresses the border issue. So that's ongoing. DeSantis sent a whole bunch to Martha's Vineyard. I thought that was hilarious, but he definitely got his point across. They also have a lot of new documents came out that revealed that the Australian government is openly involved in a planned genocide. So all this information is coming out and it's getting crazy out there, but it's all coming out. It has to. And this one that gets me, the Azov Battalion, they're confirmed Nazi branch of the Ukrainian army. They have a very, very long list of well-documented war crimes, including you know, going into towns and villages and shooting everyone on site, women, children, dropping grenades and families hiding in basements. Yet we keep sending them billions of dollars that never get there. And so the people online on the front lines there, they said, hey, where's the equipment? Where's the money? Where's the funds? You know, we're not seeing any of it. None of it's getting here. What's going on? And I think we know what's going on because there's absolutely no oversight, zero oversight of all these billions of dollars going there. And most of them don't even get there. They're going into the back pocket of a lot of politicians and things like that. So obviously we kind of know, just look at who went to the Ukraine and who visited there and who probably set up their little slush funds, and that's where the money is. That's where it went. But when I think about that, we're sending billions more over there. And, you know, what about the vets here? You know, what about the homeless here? What about Florida? You know, what about, you know, all the challenges we're having here, the infrastructure challenges and everything else? You know, same thing. We're selling our oil to foreign countries, and we're having an oil shortage here. You know, it doesn't, none of this makes sense unless it's all orchestrated, but it's pretty crazy. It's a lot of stuff going on. The other one is, I wanted to talk about is that, you know, we're coming into a full moon, and, you know, I'm getting a lot of calls from people that are saying, hey, what's going on? You know, what's happening? I am having crazy dreams, crazy visions. I'm getting psychically attacked. You know, I'm reuniting with relatives, you know, all these things happening, and you can feel them. You can, you know, you can feel it going on. Like just last night, I had all these grandmothers with me. My own grandmothers were with me, and my mom was with them, and they were helping her get through some changes. But, you know, they were talking, and the weirdest thing was I came down. I come out in the morning, and Myra and Kath are here, and I go, well, I had the craziest dream, you know? And I said, this thing came out of nowhere and hit the bed and went thud and bounced on the bed. And so Kathy goes, it's an orange. It was an orange. And I go, it was. That's exactly what I saw, an orange. I go, this orange comes out of the ethers and hits my bed right next to me. And then to, you know, to get my attention. And I said, well, I guess they have oranges in 5D or 6D or something. I don't know, but really weird. But what are the odds of somebody actually picking that up? And I didn't say anything about it, you know, so, but a lot of information is coming through, a lot of healing happening with our ancestors and those have crossed over. There's a lot of work being done. Some of us are aware of it, some of us aren't, but, the good news is a lot of our loved ones that have crossed over are being helped right now, and they're being moved up to another level so they can help in the big shift and the great awakening that's going on. There's so many things happening right now. It's just like where to start. I wanted to go into the question and answers. We've got a lot of them coming up. I'm waiting. They're still downloading them, so they don't have them here yet. It was a, like I was saying, it was a crazy day today. I went into the into town in Kona, and they had the Iron Man, and I go, oh God, no. And so wall-to-wall cars everywhere, no parking, nothing. And so we had to pick up some things. We ordered some things, and we had to pick them up, and we had to do several runs. And one of them, we just said, we're not even going to try to get there. You know, it's pretty crazy. But they block off a lot of the roads, part of the highway. It's pretty crazy when it goes on. And we walked down there. One of the places we went to just to grab some lunch, this one little place, and, you know, it was packed as usual. But I guess right on the other side of the parking lot was the finish, I guess, of the Iron Man, looked like. But they're running. I'm not sure I know they do the run, the bike, the swim, and God knows whatever else. I don't know what else they do there, but I think the running might be the last part. I'm not sure, but it seems like the runners were doing the last part. And so it was interesting. I see all these people with their Iron Man posters, frame posters, and they're all proud, you know, and they got their Iron Man. You know, so, you know, I guess, you know, if you're into something, it's, you know, whatever, but anyway, it was just insane. And we were loading, we had, like I said before, we had a big washing machine. I've had to get a new washing machine here and strapped to the Jeep, and the Jeep's full of everything. I had to buy a ton of fertilizer for this ranch. But anyway, I got my truck coming soon, so I'll have a truck here, which is good. But I don't know about you folks, but I am really, then it's like the third eye is blown wide open. The things I'm seeing right now and watching and the uncovering. And then somebody asked me about the EBS too. I wanted to talk about that. It's the Emergency Broadcasting System. And to me, since Elon Musk said Starlink's a go, they're all set up and they're ready to go with this. And they, you know, they can't wait much longer. We're not going to have a country if they play this out any longer. But anyway, we're not going to have a economy. We're not going to have gas. We're not going to have food. We're not going to have anything. I also noticed too is that there's a website you can go on, pull it up, and you can see all of these Chinese shipping, you know, the huge ships that they do a lot of their shipping with are all lined up. They're stopped. They're not coming. And so they're all at sea. They're anchored at sea. And you know, you wonder, okay, how long is that going to take for the shelves to go bare? You know, it's not going to be very long. But anyway, we're going to have a major supply line crisis. But my feeling is that there's going to be several events coming up to the election. I don't know if they're going to have an election, because unless they can pull off the biggest scam, cheat, election fraud on the planet, they're done. They're toast, and they know that. So they're going to have to do something, some kind of a false flag, even if it's a fake nuclear thing or something, you know, to get everybody freaked out and declare a state of emergency and postpone the elections. But if they do that, you know, then that's done. They're done. The military is going to step in and it's all over. But either way, it's going to go that direction. But that's what I see. There's a lot of experiences between October on up to November, and things were in really rapid, I want to say deployment, but just rapid changes right now. So we're really moving that. As far as the ETs are concerned, they've really stepped up their game. In Hawaii, I tell you who has the best stories is a lot of the pig hunters here. They say on the island there's more pigs than people. And they might be right, because we've had a really serious pig problem here dealing with that. But the what's interesting is I've been talking with a lot of these guys. And you're talking about UFOs. Like, oh, yeah, they're here. And these guys are out late at night with their spotlights and things like that. And they see all kinds of things. And I was told stories about one guy said not too long ago, he told me where it was. I'll try to get up there and check it out. But they drove in and all the trees tops, the trees were cut off. And then they saw this huge skid mark. And the ground was like liquefied, but shiny. It was all perfectly level and shiny. And finding ground like that in Hawaii is next to impossible. You know, you got lava everywhere and things like that. But it was all shiny and everything. And so they were going up there with their dogs to check it out, to check this spot out, see what happened. And their dogs ran into the area that was all shiny and perfectly smooth. That was looked like it had been flattened or carved out or something. And the dogs started levitating. And they freaked them out. And, you know, these are kind of good old boys. They don't, not much freaks them out, but they grabbed the dogs. They called the dogs, and I don't know how the dogs traveled, I guess somehow. But they seemed to get their dogs back, and they just packed it up and got out of there. They said, well, we're not, this is out of my pay grade, you know, we're not going to do this one. And there's been a lot of sightings of ships just sitting right off the coast here, not very far off the coast. We've been filming them as well. It's on the internet. You can check out Hawaiian UFO activity. We filmed a lot of very large ships coming in, and they made a big C-shaped turn. And they would come in from the west, and by the time they were done, they were going north. And so there's no way. I mean, they'd make these huge turns, and we get two at a time or sometimes more. But we've been filming a lot. We've been filming right over the ocean. Right after we filmed them and went public with it, put it, you know, posted it on Telegram. The next day we had a big Navy frigate or whatever out there. I don't know, some Navy. I'm not sure what kind of ship it was, because it was all gray. It was hard to see, but it was right where that UFO was filmed and sitting there. And we took some pictures of it, but they turned out so fuzzy. But you can definitely tell the ship's there. A lot of black helicopter activity here. It has been getting pretty intense. A lot of movement going on, but as I said before, what's going on is I think that was one of the questions, but we'll cover that. The Schumann resonance too is pretty weak right now. It's not doing too much. A lot of small spikes and everything, but it's not going off. But the sun is ramping up. I mean, it's got some big events coming up. So I would really keep an eye on the solar observatory, you know, and see what's happening with solar flares and coronal mass ejections and the stream, the proton index, and then also look at the Schumann resonance. Look up, you know, Schumann resonance live. And yeah, what's the best way to look up the Schumann resonance?
On Twitter? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Twitter has the best, if you type in Schumann resonance live, on Twitter has the best site, but it goes down. The Russian site goes down sometimes, and they have an Italian site too. So if the Russian one goes down, then it, you know, sometimes when they have a massive spike, it just blacks out and they shut it down. But anyway, the veils are getting much thinner. We are going through a highly energized place in the universe. We've never been there before. And so, you know, that being said, you're going to have a lot of reunions with loved ones on the other side. You're going to start feeling them, having experiences. There's a lot of astral beings that people are going to experience, you know, so it's both positive and some negative. And so I would highly recommend go to eseti.org and look up healing unseen negative influences and learn that technique, because you're going to need it. It's going to get thinner and thinner and more crazy. So you're just going to have to deal with that, you know. And, you know, it's a time to empower yourself, to learn new tools and keep your energy clear and create sacred space. So it's really important right now to do that. Let me see where we're at. Wow, we've got plenty of time. I want to go into some of the questions. I mean, we probably have a lot of questions, don't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Myra's here. She's going to help us with the questions. And so what's the first question?
What are your thoughts about the EBS?
Oh, yeah.
EAS still occurring?
Yeah, the EBS. We talked about the emergency broadcasting. That is going to come up here. I would say before the election, definitely before the election, what's November 5th or something? When's the election? I don't know.
Fifth or sixth.
You'll hear something before then. It might be in 2 or 3 weeks. But definitely they're going to announce that they've had enough and it's time to take back America, you know. But then the good news is, hey, we're going to go through some dark times, but on the other side, we're going to go through some really good times. So everything's going to flip back and we're going to go back to our natural abundant state with all this controlled opposition and you know, being enslaved through dependency and the manufactured lack, all that stuff's going to go out the door.
Has the Schumann resonance gone down? I'm not having mood swings all the time.
Yeah, the Schumann resonance has, as I said before, it's leveled out. It's totally leveled out. So there's not much, just some really small spikes, but I would assume it's going to pick up again.
Do you think when the split happens, it will be gradual or sudden?
I guess the split would be, or whoever's asking that, it's the bifurcation of worlds or timeline shift. Everybody has different names for it, but I think, again, it's up to the individual. There's people that are already making the shift. And a lot of people are crossing over, too, because they don't want to go through this stuff. And they're fine. You know, they're still alive. They just, you know, think about death. Even the body doesn't die. It just disassembles back to the atom and the life force is in the atom. So, and then you move on, your soul moves on, and then you come and you start putting together another body. You know, it's like with more complex structures. And so that illusion of death, but if we believe that they're dead and they're gone, they are. That's our belief system has created that reality. There's a whole plane of people laid out there that are waiting for Jesus and the devil to come fight over them. And then, because they've been taught this belief system, they won't wake up because the first person that comes to them, they think is the devil. But so they're just laid out. They're trying to wake these people up and snap them out. So they have like kabuki theater, you know, there on the other side too, to wake people up.
There's been a lot of focus on special disclosures about exalted lineage, DNA, and bloodlines. How does that work in terms of these people being put forward as leaders after disclosure and or solar flash? What does that mean about the ordinary starseeds?
Yeah, I would just stay away from that, because the thing about these exalted bloodlines and things like that, if you are of these exalted bloodlines, if you are enlightened, if you are operating from this higher dimension, you really realize there are no hierarchies. There are no. And so the people that are doing that, there's a lot of spiritual ego involved in that, you know, the chosen one, the I'm one of the 144, you know, there's so many things going on about that. But the more enlightened you become, the more one you become with everything. A good example is when one time I was really struggling because my soul came to me. It was like a Viking warrior. And I'm not going to say his name because I don't want everybody tuning into it. You know, but he, you know, and he tells me his name and he says, you know, I'm your soul. You know, I'm your soul. I'm on your soul level. And I go, okay, great. You know, so whatever, I'm not attached to James, you know, I can be the Viking warrior if that's necessary. I don't really care. And then the next being comes to me and he's wearing all robes and everything. And looks Middle Eastern, you know, and he says, you know, I'm your Christ self, you know, you're the next level up, you know? And so I'm going, all right. And so my soul's in the etheric level and, you know, and the next level up is 5D. So he's in 5D. And so I'm talking to him and I can say his name because most people can't even get there anyway, but his name's Tasamara and Rapasad was his last name, but he's in the sixth dimension now. So he ascended as well and he disappeared, but he gave me such accurate information. He gave me the exact dates and times and magnitudes of earthquakes, of major events, down to the hour, you know. It was like crazy, crazy accurate stuff. You can't really do that now because everything's in flux and everything's all over the place and you just have to go by events. If this event happens, the next event will happen and things like that. But, you know, beautiful information. And so he tells me, you know, like I'm your Christ self or your 5D self or whatever. And then so it goes up and then another being came to me and I'm not going to mention his name because he's a biblical character and everybody's going to flip out. So I don't do that. But everybody's trying to, I can tell everybody's mind's going, oh, was it James or was it? No, it wasn't. But and then he merged with a feminine being and then they ascended to 70. And so now they're in 70, but we're all multidimensional beings and we exist on a vibrational continuum. And we can go up beyond the 13th dimension and be fully aware physically here. So we can have access to the 13th dimension. And some people do. There's a lot of people who say, oh, I'm on the 27th dimension or I'm on the 41st. I'm hearing all these stories. And I go, good luck with that. You know, it's like, or they go, I'm in the fifth dimension already. And, you know, I say, cool, take a run at that tree and get back to me. So the 3D is God. This is 3D God right here. And then there's 4D, and then there's 5D, and 6D, and 7D. And the rules are different, and the bodies are different, and everything's different as you go up the dimensions. But when you get up into the higher dimensions, I was really struggling, and Ezekiel came to me, and I've written his books and everything. And I said, I'm really struggling here. I'm having a meltdown. I don't even know who I am anymore. People are coming to me and saying, I am you, and I'm this, and I'm that, and everything. And I could hear him laughing on their side, and he said, it's all you. And that's where we have to get to, where the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is within everybody. And when we expand in that consciousness, and we're in that same unified field of consciousness and energy of everybody else. And although we can draw a little more of it, it doesn't make us special. We just did our work. We did our homework. So the higher up you go in this, on the vibrational continuum, the less identity you have, the more you identify with the source and the creator within all creation. So we have to get away from all these I'm special games. A lot of times that's a diversion from empowering you to make your own personal connection with creator. And so we have to get away from that. But, you know, it's like we're all special. We're all, you know, the creator's within everyone and everything. And we need to get back to that. Doesn't matter what color you are, what culture you are, what race you are, what belief you are. There's always a lie in belief when you write the word out. So anything that limits you, let it go, you know, and move up that continuum. At the highest levels of the vibration continuum, it's just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. There's no judgment. There's no division. There's no separation. So that's where we want to go. That's a long-winded one.
Yeah, no, that's good. I am uncomfortable with people talking about positive AI. What's your view about it? Are galactic family aware of us individually via our frequency signatures? I guess that's two questions.
Yeah. Basically, here's where I feel about AI. The Palladians have AI, and they have robots or androids. They're not really robots, they're androids. And they had to change their voice a little bit and make it sound metallic because you couldn't tell them from a regular human almost or a Palladian. And so the thing is they evolved spiritually first and then their technology caught up. So if you're not spiritually evolved, you're going to create technologies of a lesser fashion that could get away from you and could create all kinds of problems. And so most of that technology eventually becomes a burden to your ascension because you can't take the hardware with you. So when you raise the frequencies of the body and it starts vibrating faster and faster and faster, the hardware falls off. It actually inhibits you. So you don't want to go that way. You know, the AI and the Borg. I mean, now that everybody's got the job, now they call them Homo Borg sapiens or something like that. Homo Borg sapiens. So they created a new race of people with the job. Figure that out. And I swear people act different. They act a lot of different after they've been jabbed, you know. So they just don't have that spark in their eye and that light, and they're not quick, you know, everything's slowed down. You can even tell by the way they walk, you know, how many they've gotten, you know, so anyway, all that information is coming out now. It's all out, and what we do with it, you won't see it on the other ones. Oh, you know what I forgot? I missed a thing on here that I wanted to talk about, but it was about, oh, here it is. It was Huma Abedin is going to MSNBC with Morning Joe. Huma Abedin, you know. So I say, hey, how about your first topic would be, how about that secretary that was found dead in your office, Joe? You know, how's that going for you? And the second question was, how about that laptop, Uma, with your, what did they call it? She had a whole file, and it was her file to keep her out of jail, or security file. Or
insurance card.
Yeah, it was an insurance file. Never heard about that. You know, where's Joe's laptop? You know, I mean, or Hunter's laptop and all these things. Hillary's, you know, where's Hillary's deleted emails and all the other stuff. But anyway, those would be some good topics for Morning Joe. Maybe people should call in, you know, and
ask about her husband.
Ask about her husband, Anthony Weiner. You know, where is he at? You know, how's he doing? You know, it's like, you guys, I don't know how anybody can watch CNN or MSNBC, any of those things anymore. And it's so, they've got it wrong almost every time. And it's always opposite whatever they're saying. So just turn that crap off. Let them die. They're already dying. Now they're just looking for shock value, you know, to get people to tune into them. But anyway, you know, who's next? Jeffrey Dahmer is going to join MSNBC. You know, he's a nice guy. He's just misunderstood, you know. So anyway, I forgot that, you know, this, there's a few other things I missed. But anyway, come on. I mean, this is so ridiculous.
All right, our galactic family aware of us individually via our frequency signatures?
Yeah, definitely. The galactic family is totally aware of us according to our frequencies and our signatures. And that's how they choose who they contact. It's all about frequency and raising your frequencies. And you need an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And you got to drop all the social engineering and all the things you were taught that aren't true. And it's, even in the UFO community, it's like we were looking at the numbers the other day, and about 10% are authentic. You know, so the rest is just entertainment. You know, and you know, of course, they're pissed at me for saying that, but got to call it out. You know,
why can't psychics tell us a precise timeline regarding the Great Awakening, even a largest event in the near future without a timeline? They never can.
Yeah, why psychics can't give us the exact date of the Great Awakening is because it isn't an exact date. And so it's an event. And that event is determined on other events beforehand that have to unfold. So you're not going to get it that way. I mean, I've tried to nail down, they go kind of 3 week-ish, you know, but even then I wouldn't say what they're saying, but because they told me, they said, you know, you used to be able to give very accurate dates and things. Don't do it anymore. Stay away from the dates because everything is fluid right now and it's kind of free floating and fluid and events are happening. If one event doesn't happen, that's going to change the timeline. If two events happen, it's going to speed it up. And so we have to look at that. You know, there's a lot of things happening. And so just watch the events. You know, you're going to see a lot of the, you know, the deep state has to play it out. They're not going to surrender. They're not going to just drop everything. They're going to play it out. That's not their way. You know, they're so arrogant. They think they can still pull off being, you know, having total dominance over everything you say and do and eat and live and everything else. That's what they want. That's what the whole Agenda 30 and Green New Deal is all about. You know, I think Gates just dropped another $8 billion into the Agenda 30. Gee, you know, and I always wonder, okay, so this guy's, his whole family's into eugenics. And he's bragging about how he wants to diminish the population. And they have all these numbers down to 80-90% of us gone. And then everybody runs and gets the jab that he created, that his company created. So you're getting a guy that's openly said, we have to reduce he's a known eugenicist. We have to reduce population 80-90%. And he said the viruses are going to do it. And it's not just the viruses, it's the jab, you know. So the virus is just a scare tactic to get you to do the rest. And then they just took it from there. But that's all being exposed right now. It's pretty obvious.
What does it mean when orbs change colors? For example, low intensity to high intensity. Is there a meaning behind that?
Are they talking about ships or?
Orbs.
Orbs. Well, orbs can change frequency and they can become transparent. They can pulse. they can, you know, a lot of different colors. If you've got the bright colors, you know, bright pink and blue and purple and things like that, those are really high level beans. If you get murky color, murky brown, reddish brown, stay away from that. That's not good. You know, those aren't the good ones. I've seen these over a lot of people that do a lot of plant medicine, and a lot of shamans and things have that. I'm not putting that down. I'm just saying that they're not, a lot of them aren't who they say they are. You know, they would like to be what they say they are, but they just haven't gotten there yet. But I see that around some pretty people with a history of doing some very negative stuff. I see the dark orbs around them. You know, so if you see that, again, clear it. You know, learn to do those clearings, clear the energy out. It's really important.
With ascension right around the corner, why are med beds needed?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think there's some technology that we're privy to that I can't really talk about that's coming out right now. And it's everywhere. It's coming out on the planet, and there's always going to be people that need that. And let's say if we ascend and one dimension still holds back and we ascend, those people that ascended, they're going to be great. You know, they don't need them, but the other people that are still working their stuff out are going to need them. They're going to need technologies. And once they say pain is a huge distractor from ascension and from your meditation work and things like that. So, you know, you relieve the pain, people can get back in touch with their love and joy and bliss and move on. So I noticed too is that the med beds, from the people I know, if you're just, excuse my language, you're just an ass, you're it's not going to do much for you, because you have to raise your frequencies for them to work. And they can help raise your frequencies, but you got to change your ways like everything else. Even Jesus said that when he healed people. He said, look, you got to change your ways. You can't do what you were doing before. And you got to start thinking positive, meditate, you know, live a spiritual, natural life, you know. And it's really true. It's the same. Same with these other ones. If you think you're going to jump in a med bed and just go back to the office and screw people and destroy the planet, and it isn't going to work that way. They do have some technology, but even that's failing right now. Because it's tyrannies, it's the last, it's not frequency specific to the earth and where it's going. So I don't care what kind of bed you got, it's not going to work.
What is happening to spaceships physically when they power up?
Oh, the power ups. I know the reason we call it dazzle duty. That was their word actually. And they'll come in and some of them come treetop level and they'll fly right over the group and power up, and when they do, you feel this huge pulse and it comes right through you, and everybody gets all giggly and giddy, you know, when it happens. It's a high frequency pulse, so it does affect your fields. It's a lifting, it's a blessing kind of. And it also I think it has to do with when they raise their frequencies and the ship sends out that huge frequency and powers up, I think they're getting ready to jump themselves into another dimension. But because a lot of them are coming in from seventh dimension on down. And so they really got to drop their fields and their energy to come into this one. But it's hard for them to be here. Most people don't like, when you become awake and you become enlightened, a lot of times you become more of a hermit and your friend base gets very small, you know, and that's part of the process. Okay. You can imagine these beings that are fully enlightened, fully sensitive, telepathic, you know, clairvoyant, clairsentient, they feel everything. How are they going to, where are they going to hang out here? You know, where are they going to go? Yosemite, probably, you know, it's like, but we got to create a space for them and we have to rise to the occasion.
Jaya.
Yeah, Jaya. They go to Jaya Sanctuary, the Yosemite, Australia, over there with Peter.
Thank you for all you do, James. I know you're in Hawaii. Is it safe for people to travel there? I know many have had the poisonous jab. I wonder about the shedding to many of us unjabbed.
Yeah, I've heard so many different stories about the jabbed and unjabbed. And to a lot of the top people, I've said it stays in the blood. But then I hear other people that a relationship where the husband got jabbed and the wife didn't, and then she started having all kinds of physical problems and miscarriages. And, you know, so I think there has to be a lot more research on that. You know, either way, it's not good. And it's not good to alter your DNA, no matter what. And unless you want to become a Homo Borg Genesis or their new thing. But the first jab, you can mitigate. A lot of times you can get that stuff out of your system. There's ways of doing it. I'm not a doctor, so I can't practice medicine. But there are, you know, the frontline doctors have a lot of things. There's other people that have these remedies out there. And so we really need to get that stuff out of our system as quick as we can. And the more jabs you have, the more susceptible you are to all the side effects, and they aren't good. You know, it's part of the population control program. So anyway, yeah, doing it to the kids, that was the last straw. I mean, that, you know, pretty much everybody's done with that one. So even the higher beings are done with that one. So that was the death knell in their coffin.
Are Inky and Enlil still alive and doing their opposing work for humanity? Meaning one's good and one's annoying.
Yeah, yes. Well, you know, I looked into Marduk, and Marduk's been bound up. I mean, he can't mess with this anymore. He's been taken care of. And Marduk was the one that opened the door to the reptilians, and he wanted full domination of the earth. And so, and he was working with Enlil. And Enlil was a defeated general, and he still has some issues. He doesn't like us, doesn't like humans, thinks we're noisy and whatever. But, you know, Inky has always been positive. He always loved, he did a lot of tinkering, genetic tinkering, loves humanity. And matter of fact, he mated with quite a few humans. Noah was one of his offsprings. So, you know, he has contributed a lot to the planet and a lot of positive things. And so, you know, and he, you know, loves earth women, you know, so I don't know, what can I say? You know, it's like good or bad, whatever you want to make out of that, you know, it's up to you. You know, if you want to be a victim and see everything as a victim, then it's a bad thing, you know. And but, you know, this has been going on for thousands, thousands of years, is advanced beings coming down and doing the earth B&B, you know, they drop in, use their technology, do a few miracles. And, you know, and get the virgins and the fatted calves and the other stuff. But your bearded gods, you know, you've got the Egyptian gods, the Greek gods, the Sumerian gods. What else? I'm trying to think of. There's so many of these bearded gods, and they all existed, and some were benevolent and some weren't. And so, but the thing about it is we have the ability to become them, that we can go beyond them. And that's what Enlil had a real problem with, because some of the hybrids were evolved past Enlil, and he got really angry about that, because the human genome, and when you add it to the Lyrian genome, you create like almost a super being, because you have that real raw strength and of the human, and then you have the genes of the gods, you know, as well. And so when you put that combination together, you have these beings that were so in awe of the higher beings, and they love them, and so they're subjective to creator. They're more open and loving and receptive. And so they evolved past these other guys, which pissed them off. And I actually know, cause I had an incarnation as one, but I know that firsthand. But it's like one group was in more into service mode, and they did a lot of tinkering and genetic, and they ascended and they moved on. Most of them are in the sixth dimension now, and the other group is still stuck in the fourth, and they're trying to manipulate from the fourth dimension. And most of those have been stopped. You know, those have been stopped, but they're still, the dark hearts are still trying to resurrect some of these things, and so you got to be careful. They're doing ceremonies and all these things to try to bring these things in.
Why didn't the ETs stop the atom bomb?
Yeah, that's a good one, the atom bomb. You know, when you get into intervention and that have that prime directive and how strong that is, and you look at the big picture in the end, we had to learn how bad that was, you know, how we have to look at that destructive part of us that we'll destroy our own planet just to win, you know, just to be on top of the game. And there's a lot more than that is going on, but you know, they can involve themselves in lessons. I really don't think, I think they had a lot on their hands with dealing with this war that's been going on, you know, in the galaxy and the huge cleanup there, cleaning up these, the Gray Alliance and the reptilians and all this other stuff. And you know, we keep thinking everybody's supposed to step in and fix us and save us. You know, maybe we need to rise up and say, hey, enough. Get rid of the leaders that are promoting this. You know, there's political leaders that want a nuclear war right now. And our political leaders are cashing in on war. They're making billions off this Ukrainian war. And you think war's a racket. Do you think they want this to end or stop? Of course they don't. And so, and they're gone. I mean, they're psychopaths. They don't, the end game is total annihilation and they don't care. As long as they got their undergrounds, you know, they don't, and their gold and all the other stuff stashed, but they're going to lose all that. They're going to lose everything because they're not frequency specific. And you put a whole bunch of those guys in a hole together, guess what's going to happen, you know? Bunch of arrogant control freaks all together in one space. Good luck with that one.
I have been having lion dreams lately. Can you tell us about the lion beings, James, and their role in the awakening and healing of humanity on Earth?
Definitely. I don't know where my clock went. I can look over here, but I've got 10 minutes. Lion beings. I actually just bought 3 lions today. I found them at, well, a friend of mine was getting her phone fixed, so we went over to Ross, and I go, oh my God, there's 3 lion statues there, and they're like $12 or something. And I go, okay, taking them home. But, you know, and you notice, like, right here, the lion in the background. We work a lot with the lion beings. They're from ancient Lyra, and they're also from Sirius. They come from 2 systems, and they're throughout the system. And a lot of them are invoked. They are the protectors of the gods, the benevolent gods. They have a strong code of honor. And if you start acting outside of universal law, they leave. So they were working with the gods of old. That's why you have statues of Sekhmet and all these other beings. And when they started acting against universal law, they said, we're done. You know, we're out of here. And so they left them here to fend for themselves. And actually, the reptilians actually took out Marduk and the rest of them. So you just, packs with them never work. You know, you might get a little power and a little wealth and a little glory for a little while, but eventually you got to pay the price. And so it just never works, never has worked. And so they're being cleaned up right now and kicked off the planet. But the lion beings are part of that, and they're coming in to help us now. And they are the protectors of the gods. They're benevolent. They're kind of goofy because they're so big. Some are 17 feet tall. And they freak people out when they see them. But if you're on the right side of the light, there's no problem with them. You know, they're, but you get on the dark side, you're going to have a real problem with them. You know, I don't care who you pull in to play with them or protect you. It's not going to work. You can call in all the dark energies you want and sorcery and everything else. When these guys come in, it's like, and don't be attacking light workers, because these guys are protecting a lot of the light workers. So you're going to have an experience. You may not like it.
I've been having a lot of vivid dreams lately. Have you had any?
Oh, yeah. We talked about dreams earlier, and I talked about the one dream. But, yeah, I notice I'm getting that from everybody. They're having just vivid dreams. As I'm saying, the veils between worlds are very thin right now. There's a lot going on and a lot of healing going on, a lot of reunions happening. And again, the dark forces are coming out of the woodwork, so we got to clear them out. You know, it's just like cockroaches. Speaking of which, I had a centipede come and pay me a visit. So I got bites all along my arm and on my neck and on my chest right here. But anyway, they do that. They'll send stuff. You know, they'll send poisonous animals like spiders and scorpions and things like that. You know, and it's dark art stuff. You know, so. Got to be aware of that.
See, this is a long one. Hi, I am being hit very hard almost every day. and I have a problem with someone or something in is connecting to my third eye chakra. And it's like they try to make me fear. And it's not fear. It's not my fear. And take my power away from me or something. And it's connected to my dream state somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be black magic?
As I said before, there can be. It's like a segue almost. There is a lot of stuff going on. There's black magic. A lot of people have accidentally hooked into the wrong energies. They didn't have the self-mastery tools and don't know how to heal unseen negative influences. And a lot of times their integrity levels, they don't have that impeccable integrity, and they want the power and they want the cities and the abilities, but they don't care where they come from and they're not using discernment. So, and they get them, a lot of them have abilities and powers, but they're not coming from the light. You know, not coming from the right side. But that's going on. A lot of people are being attacked. I mean, we're constantly being attacked psychically and black magic and astral beings and reptilians. And it's just constant. And, you know, we're 24/7 clearing these energies out and moving them out. And it's good. It's good if you can get some numbers together and do these clearings together and join together. And, but again, they're on the website. And so, I know Peter has a group. Peter Slattery has a group that you can actually join his group, and he does clearings. And what's weird is he's been doing all this work for all these people, and nobody's donating. So if you do go there, make a donation. He's really struggling, you know. With he's got a lot of challenges and a lot of government stuff that he has to pay for all these permits, and we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars to get. He's almost ready to open, but it's been rough and he could use some help. So you people who are on his healing prayer list or that he's working with, buck up, you know, send a donation. You know, he could use it. I mean, he spent a lot of time and energy doing this where he could be actually making a dollar somewhere else. So it's time to find a little balance there.
So to continue with that question, how can I get rid of it? How can I get rid of the black magic? You kind of talked about that.
Yeah.
But it says, I've been doing clearings, but sometimes it seems it doesn't work. Is someone or something blocking me?
Yeah, that's individual. I'd have to look into that individually to find out what's happening there. But there are blocks. There are, as I said, people are not who you think they are. There's a lot of people in the spiritual and UFO community and the truther movement, things like that, they're not who you think they are. And they're very involved in sorcery and black arts and things like that. Which brings me to, there were some people that I just brain farted in the last show, and I was trying to think of Mel Kay, and I couldn't bring her up, but Mel Kay was, it looks like we just got a few minutes. Mel Kay was one. I really listened to John McKay, you know, the Patriot Street Fighter, Mel Kay. There's this other guy, I think it's Jay Anon. I don't know who he is, but he's got some really good intel about what's coming down. The X-22 report, just type in X-22 on Rumble. And, you know, that one's a great one. I'm trying to think of who else in there. God, here we go, brain farting. Jayco, is it Michael Jayco? I think it is. Michael Jayco, he's got a good sight. But these guys are covering, those guys are kind of on the ball. There's some others are of questionable integrity. So, but those are some I can highly recommend. And I know Mel Kay, when she lays out who's who and who's doing what, listen, because she just lays it out. And she's been speaking at a lot of these conferences. And if you can, listen to that. But, you know, and even now Fox News is ripping it. You know, Tucker Carlson is really ripping it. You know, he's calling it like it is. God, I'm brain farting again. Just the women on there, Laura Ingraham and Kaylee, mm-hmm. And they're all calling it out like it is. So they just need to go a little deeper. But anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. I wish I could answer more questions, but we have hit the end of the hour. And so the only thing I want to leave you with is that, you know, we are going to be challenged. We are going to go through some challenging times. It would be a very good idea to to not be able to depend on your card or have some cash on hand and stock up your groceries. And it may be a really short period. It might take a little longer. You never know, but take care of yourself. Love yourself. Love your family. Love your neighbor. You know, set a little aside for them and keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And we'll get through this. And the good news is on the other side, it's going to be awesome. So we are going to join the rest of the universe in peace, and they're waiting, and they're waiting for this event to happen. And then we're going to have this full-blown unity, and then all the technologies and healing and med beds and everything are going to come in. They're there. They're ready to go. It's just up to us. So anyway, have a great evening and watch the skies, and we'll see you next Saturday. Good night.